We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. In 1 hour, we'll speak to the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf will join the show. And in a half hour, we'll speak to the press secretary from the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. Utility rates increasing tomorrow.
Substantially. How much? You'll find out. And that's a concern. But on this day, Giving Tuesday, a lot of people find it in their hearts to try to help their neighbors. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Betsy Benson, we know very well, Pittsburgh Magazine publisher, and they have put together, I think this is great, givebigpittsburgh.com. Betsy, welcome back. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Happy Give Big Pittsburgh Day.
When did you get involved at Pittsburgh Magazine with this effort?
We started 5 years ago. So this is our fifth year doing Give Big Pittsburgh, and it has been quite a run.
Yeah, and givebigpittsburgh.com is the website. And so far this morning, 493 donors have raised $145,285 for 238 different charities and organizations. The leader rate now is Global Links and DePaul Society.
Exactly. And you got to check out the website, and it'll all become clear what this kind of movement about, what this day is all about. And it's fun, too. It's an easy, fun way to connect with your favorite charity or to kind of shop around and find somebody, an organization that you may care about in the future. And you can scroll down and look at the leaderboards. You know, Global Links is has started off strong this morning. 14 donors have given almost $29,000. And then you can scroll down a little more and see individual. You know, Mark Hakarian has given $100 to the East Wind Symphonic Band Association. You know, and then there's a list of all these names and gifts. Now, you don't have to, you can be anonymous with your gift, but for those of the curious among us, it's kind of fun to just keep scrolling down throughout the day and check to see how these organizations are doing.
And you have incentives built in, and
oh,
I guess it's
really
important for people to understand that you have vetted all of the charities that are listed here, correct?
Absolutely. Thanks for mentioning that. We have a really good sort of under-the-hood tech, very safe, very secure, and the nonprofits have to provide a document that shows that they have been registered with the state as a nonprofit that's allowed to raise money. So you can be confident that you're giving to a legitimate, needy organization and feel really good about it.
Yeah, I'm just looking down the list on the leaderboard, and you have like McGuire Memorial Foundation, the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, all kinds of different places, the Edgewood Symphony Orchestra. How do you find a charity in your menu?
Well, it's great because you can either search by a name, so you want a symphony or you remember part of the name of the group that you've given to before. So you can do, there's a search field there. You can plug in the actual name, Humane Animal Rescue, Animal Friends, you know. You can also select a cause, like say you decided that you want to give to the environmental organizations. You can just search by environment and then hit search button, and you'll be able to see all of the nonprofits that have registered for this program today, who have been vetted for this program. Or you can just view all and look at them alphabetically, and there are a lot, but it's actually a pretty amazing experience to see how many fantastic organizations we have working in our city.
We're with Betsy Benson, a publisher of Pittsburgh Magazine. Wait a minute, what's this one? Kevin Battle GoFundMe for Christmas decorations? That can't be right.
It's a 601C something or other. Trust me, it's legit.
You know what is really cool about this is you could check throughout the day, and because it's active and it's doing the countdown and you have so many different options, it feels very much alive. So congratulations on making that happen. What did you raise last year in the midst of COVID?
Oh, well, we raised $2.7 million on this particular day. Last year in 2020. But the amazing thing is that last year we actually did a second giving day. It was in May of 2020, and it was our COVID response edition sort of Give Big. And there was another $1.2 million that came in on that day in May. So if you total those up, it was $3.9 million last year.
Wow.
That was raised through this platform. And just people were suffering and scared in May of 2020, and yet they were still opening their wallets and giving and being generous. And it just shows what a generous city we are. You know, even in crisis, we are the most generous city in the country.
And when you weed through these charities, I know you have like 26 different categories that they're listed in. Do you look at the percentage of administration costs versus the donation, how much of the donation actually goes to the charity? I mean, what's a good percentage, do you know?
I don't know, but, you know, there are very good industry benchmarks for that data. And a lot of these nonprofits who are really smart and very sharp will report that, and they'll report it in a very transparent way. So that is a data point that I think is important and more important to others, some than others. So I think it's a good thing that you bring up there.
And again, there are incentives with prizes that throughout the day you can get for your company if you're working in an office environment. Tell us about some of those.
Well, thanks to our sponsors like UPMC Health Plan, for instance, we have been able to say, like, the first nonprofit that gets the first gift of the day this morning, that nonprofit gets an extra $500 gift. If you are the gift that puts us over 1 million today, which isn't going to take us too long to get there, then you're going to also get an additional $1,000. So it's not a dollar for dollar match, but it is very much designed to reward nonprofits and their staffs for the work that they put into this. I mean, they really do. This is crowdsourcing at its best. It takes work to do it right. They need to contact donors and let them know about this day in advance so that they can make sure that they're making the most out of this, you know, easy way to make a gift. So, you know, Pittsburgh Magazine gives two free advertising campaigns out to two nonprofits as part of this program. PNC Bank was kind enough to give us a whole bunch of tickets to fun events. So we're going to be, you know, handing those out as far as they go to various nonprofits who are doing a good job today.
Betsy, you do a wonderful work. Tremendous idea on this. GiveBigPittsburgh.com is a great website. It's addicting to look at, and it really breaks things down easily. I love it.
I think I've lost Kevin for the morning, but thank you, Betsy.
It is addictive.
And congratulations. This is fabulous. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
GiveBigPittsburgh.com. And Kevin's going to give us some horrible news over happy music.
What a thoughtful guy.
Yes, he is.
Well, the good news, 568 donors gave 160 grand so far on GiveBigPittsburgh.com. Thank you very much.
That's incredible.
All right, now, let's talk about celebrating Giving Tuesday or Stealing Thanksgiving. How's that, Stealing Thursday? Let's start in Utah. You've heard of dumpster diving, Larry, Paul?
Yes.
Did you ever partake in it?
Not lately.
You see a nice slice of pizza, half eaten, you cut part of it? No? Okay. Police in Orem, Utah, busting a couple on Thanksgiving Day. charging them with theft. Video shows them scouting the location, doing a quick drive-by, checking things out, surveilling, and then returning a little bit later to get the goodies, even busting the lock off the gate. They caught a lady crawling out of a charity donation bin with the goodies, the best stuff.
Wearing a new outfit.
Resell, yeah. Unbelievable.
I figure if somebody...
They didn't need the stuff. They were stealing it to use it.
All right.
So, all right, let's go to England. Railway authorities calling it a blatant disregard for safety, reminding citizens that pedestrian crossings at train tracks, not a photo opportunity spot. This after 9 days found 22 examples of misuse at a pretty nature reserve crossing. CCTV video shows pedestrians performing things like handstands or laying in the middle of the tracks posing for selfies, perfectly timed as those trains approach the intersection at 80 miles an hour. Why on earth would you do that?
Well, this is called, I think it's called natural selection, Kevin.
That could be a good point.
Yeah, Darwinism, stuff like that. Yeah, so you look in the selfie and see the train coming at you, and you get out of the way.
Not a good idea. We're not recommending anyone do that.
Great picture until it's not a picture. It's just a blot on a broken screen.
Geez.
Good luck with that. That's your horrible news.
If you want to end up on TikTok, 737, this is News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. We'll speak to the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf will join us in 1/2 hour.
And you may have heard utility prices anticipated to go up, way up in some cases. And on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, Niels Hagen Fredrickson. Welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Good to be here. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks to everybody who's listening this morning.
So, first of all, why the increase? We know inflation has gone up, so we assume that there would be some rise, but we're hearing some big percentage numbers in what basic utilities will cost people starting tomorrow.
Yeah, really, the price change is going to relate to where you are geographically, and fortunately for your listeners, the changes that we're seeing in the Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Area are not as great as we're seeing in, say, the far northeastern part of the state or even the Philadelphia area. So that's a good thing. But the prices are changing, and it's really being driven by the energy crunch that we've seen since the start of the fall. Essentially, it's a trickle-down effect. The price of natural gas has spiked rather dramatically. Natural gas is used to generate a lot of electricity, so the wholesale price of electricity has gone up dramatically. And the utilities, in your case, you know, the Duquesne Lights and West Penn Powers and Penn Powers of the world, who provide electricity to those consumers who don't shop for a competitive supplier, need to go out and get that power that they'll be providing for the winter, and the prices there have gone up. Now, if you're in the West Penn Power area, you're going to see an increase of about 4.6% on the energy price side. Duquesne Lights energy prices are going up by about 7.7%. And if you're served by Penn Power, prices are actually going down slightly compared to earlier this fall by about 1%.
And this is electric generation, power generation, and also natural gas, both going up. I saw that natural gas might be going up around 30%. Is that accurate?
There's some national estimates. The natural gas pricing by utilities in Pennsylvania is still in many cases being calculated. Electric is a little different. Every electric utility in Pennsylvania resets their energy prices on December 1. So we have this magic day that comes around at the start of every winter where we know exactly what electric energy prices are going to be. And that's one reason why we're talking about this right now. Gas prices are actually going to trickle in as we move closer to the meat of the heating season after the first of the year. But it's also important, you know, there might be people out there who are new to shopping or just haven't thought about it before. Utility rates aren't changing. The rates are the PUC set rates that go to Duquesne Light or Penn Power, West Penn Power, to operate the grid, the poles and the wires and the system that gets electricity to you. But the other half of your bill is the bill for the energy you actually use. If you shop for power and you use a competitive supplier, your price is driven by that contract, and it's not going to change at all on December 1 unless your contract has just expired. But if you don't shop for power, Duquesne Light and the others need to go out and get that power for you. They do that with auctions several times a year. The prices are established, and those are the prices that we're seeing change. So consumers do have the ability to impact things a little bit. They might want to shop for competitive supplier offers to see if they can beat the utility's price to compare that's resetting. But they can also think about energy conservation, because the total bill is really going to be driven by not only the price of the energy, but how much energy you're using during the coming months.
We're with Nils Hagen Fredrickson, Press Secretary of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. You bring up a very good point. I'm willing to bet that most Pennsylvanians don't shop for their electricity, meaning they have the distribution power to choose. PAPowerSwitch.com is a resource to take a look. And I would advise doing that, because I think a lot of people just think they're stuck with whatever they got. There are options out there, but you put it on us to make that decision, correct?
That was the decision about 25 years ago by the General Assembly when they opened the door to competitive electric shopping, and then just a short time after that to natural gas shopping. You have the ability to shop for a supplier. The PUC operates that PAPowerSwitch.com website, which is an information resource that people can use to compare offers. The commission doesn't take sides, but we want every consumer to know that they have choices. And for some consumers, the choice may not be driven entirely by price. You can shop for, you know, environmental reasons or other reasons. You might be interested in supporting solar power, but not putting solar cells on your roof. You can shop for a supplier that generates solar or wind or other things. And we've actually seen those prices come down too. So there are a lot of different reasons people shop. Shoppers tend to be those who use more power, which makes economic sense. You know, if you're talking about a penny here or a penny there on a kilowatt hour of electricity. If you're a small user, it might not add up to much every month to month. But if you're a larger user, you have a larger home, or certainly we get into business and industrial customers, those people shop aggressively because those little pennies or half pennies can add up to a substantial amount of money month to month if you're a heavy user.
Well, they say that the butcher always gets the best cut of beef, and Pennsylvania is a fossil fuel state. You mentioned environmental reasons. Is that why our prices are going up, just environmental restrictions on the pulling of fossil fuels from the ground?
These not really. What we saw and what we've seen the fall, especially the bigger spikes for some of the utilities that are serving the eastern part of the state, is really driven entirely by the spike we saw in wholesale natural gas prices back in September and October, which happened to be when they were going to auction to go get the power that they need to supply their customers who aren't shopping. But really for the Pittsburgh area, if you're served by Duquesne or Penn Power or West Penn Power, those energy prices are resetting every 3 months. And they reset up, they reset down every quarter, depending on a variety of things, the cost of energy, the weather, the usage, how close the utility was to estimating how much power it's going to need to provide for the next 3 months. So we've seen prices go up and down periodically. They're changing four times a year. It's just now, especially with the run-up that we saw this fall in global prices surrounding natural gas and then other fuels, it's something that's attracted a lot of attention. But maybe that motivates somebody to shop and look at their options now when they haven't thought about that before.
Well, we were told that we're sitting collectively on one of the largest natural reserves of gas in the world, and that would maintain lower prices. How does Pennsylvania compare to other states when it comes to the cost?
I haven't done a state-to-state comparison right now. Going into this fall, Pennsylvania's prices have historically been on the lower end, and it's important to understand that, we've come off a decade of historically low fuel prices and also historically low energy prices. That's one of the reasons why 25 years ago, the General Assembly opened the door to competitive shopping in Pennsylvania, because before then, Pennsylvania's electric prices and by that extent, natural gas prices too, tended to be well above the national average. Now they tend to be on the other side, below the national average. But again, things are going to go up, things are going to go down. And also we're moving into the heating season. And Pennsylvania is very much kind of a two-peak state. We see a surge in electric use in the middle of summer when everybody's running the AC. And we see a surge in electric and natural gas use in the winter when everybody's cranking up the heat. So the natural gas season is one of those things where we're moving into colder weather. Everybody's lining up for gas. Not only are residential and business customers lining up for gas for heat and to operate their business, but you're also seeing, the electric generators out there that are using more and more gas to generate lower cost electricity, lining up for that supply too. And when there was a spike in wholesale prices, like we saw back in September and October, as these things were going to market, it's something that does have an impact. But, as I noted, if you're a Penn Power customer, you're actually going to see your energy costs go down slightly. So some of it has to do with how much power they need to get for their non-shopping customers and when it is that they go to market to get that power.
Well, the one takeaway, papowerswitch.com, you should shop for pricing. And we appreciate Niels Hagen-Fredrickson, Press Secretary, Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for your time.
7:54 News Radio KDK and Larry Richard, Kevin Battle will be talking to the governor, Tom Wolf. Curious to get his take on the Omicron variant, which you've heard so much about in the last few days, yesterday in particular.
Yeah, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, yesterday said that there would be no mandates because of this variant, but they're still looking. The World Health Organization says don't panic just yet, but we closed the gate to travel from several countries as well as a result of Omicron.
Yeah, I'm interested also in his thoughts on making sure that we're maximizing our fuel efforts here in this state so that we can keep prices lower. We just spent some time talking to the Public Utility Commission's press secretary about it.
That was a very insightful conversation.
Yeah, he reassures us that in Western Pennsylvania, we are doing better than a lot of other areas. He marked one up in the northeast part of the state.
Yeah, off air, he said Pike County up in the Poconos. What was their increase?
50% utility increase starting tomorrow.
What's a good temperature to keep your home at? When your price jumps up 50%, I'm cutting back to about 50 degrees.
My wife is, you know, we argue about the temperature in the house. I like it a little warmer. She likes it a little cooler. I'm sure this is a conversation that goes on everywhere. She's a 67 degree temperature person.
Mine's at 66 right now.
Bizarre to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.